Sundry. A trial date has been set for a Rimbi man who earlier this year was arrested and charged with many criminal code offenses after police attempted to initiate a traffic stop when officers realized the vehicle was stolen. The accused is alleged to have accelerated to a high rate of speed in an attempt to evade Mounties, who out of concern for the public safety decided to abandon the pursuit. But officers caught up with the suspect, who before long lost control of the vehicle and crashed, managing to emerge from the rollover in a last-ditch, ill-fated effort to flee on foot. On the afternoon of January 10, the Sundry RCMP located the vehicle, believed to have been stolen from Calgary, traveling southbound on Highway 22 heading toward Sundry, police reported in a January 12 press statement. When officers attempted to initiate a traffic stop on RGE Road 34 just north of TWP Road 340, police said the driver of the stolen 2003 black Hummer proceeded to accelerate and flee in an effort to evade police at a high rate of speed. Upon determining the driver was not going to comply, the traffic stop was terminated, said police. The suspect continued in a northbound direction along RGE Road 34 and was eventually located by RCMP about 6 kilometers north after losing control and rolling into a ditch. Despite the crash, the suspect managed to escape the wreckage and was observed fleeing on foot through a field by Mounties who arrived on the scene. Additional RCMP units from Olds, Sundry, and Innisfail as well as the RCMP police dog services were called in to assist. Officers were able to catch up with and arrest the suspect without incident prior to the arrival of the police dog, said police. With the assistance of the canine unit, members conducted a search of the immediate area in the vicinity of the crash site and were able to determine the suspect was the lone occupant in the vehicle, police reported. Emergency medical services were also dispatched as the suspect sustained non-life-threatening injuries as a result of the rollover. The suspect was transported by EMS to hospital for further assessment and treatment. He was later released and returned to police custody. Alan Ray McCabe, 42, has been charged with flight from a peace officer, two counts of possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, two counts of knowingly possessing a prohibited or restricted weapon, two counts of possessing a firearm in a vehicle, two counts of careless use and/or storage of a firearm, possessing break-in instruments, possession of stolen property more than $5,000, operating a motor vehicle while prohibited, possession for the purpose of trafficking, possession of more than 30 grams of cannabis, and four counts of failing to comply with a release order. McCabe was most recently scheduled to appear in Didsbury Provincial Court on April 14 when, according to a response from an email inquiry submitted to Alberta Court Checks, a trial date was set for January 19, 2023 at the same court. That's how inundated our judicial system is right now, said Sergeant Trent Spurley, the Sundry RCMP Detachment's commander. The Supreme Court actually set timelines for criminal cases and timelines for provincial cases, Spurley said on Wednesday, April 27 during an interview, referring to what are known as Jordan applications that stem from a 2016 Supreme Court of Canada decision. According to the Alberta government's website, 351 Jordan applications have been filed in provincial courts between October 25, 2016 and September 30, 2021. While 17 are pending, 103 were dismissed by the court, 38 were granted with two being appealed by the Crown, 59 were abandoned by the defense, 56 were proactively stayed by the Crown on the basis they would not survive the Jordan applicant, and 78 were resolved unrelated to Jordan. From the time a case enters Alberta's court system, any trial proceedings have a timeline of 18 months. If the Crown fails to meet that standard, then the defense can make a Jordan application, said Spurley. It's just to say that the Crown didn't meet their obligation to get the case before court by a certain time, and there's been a lot of cases, including homicides, that have been stayed as a result. Related. Sundry RCMP identify stolen vehicle and arrest driver after crash.